All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're here at MegaCon Orlando 2021 here with Sam Rivera, and yes. He is the creator of Treasures of the Deep Slumber on Stormwave Entertainment. Welcome to Orlando. How you doing?
Thanks. I'm doing all right, man.
Good,
how you doing?
Good, good, good. Yeah. Are you local?
No, I'm actually from Atlanta. Well, I lived in Chicago, then moved to Atlanta recently, so drove all the way down here for fun.
Well, tell me about this awesome-looking book. You got Treasures of the Deep Slumber. What's it all about? And
So it's a story about self-discovery, coming-of-age story. Fantasy. So he's Brandon. The main character is called Brandon Connors, and he ends up on this strange world called Tarsus, where he's told that he's the long-awaited savior, that he has to collect 7 treasures in order to fight evil, defeat evil, all that. And what's interesting is our villain here also believes that he's that same character. He believes that he's a traveler and is hunting for...
I like that.
Yeah. So they both, when they end up meeting, there's some interesting things that start happening. But this entire cast of characters ends up becoming a really huge family tribe for Brandon here, his best friend Odie, the relationships. You know, it's all about how people support you along the way and discovering who you are and who you want to become. And each treasure is such an important part of unlocking a part of Brandon and who he is. And who he wants to become. So it's really exciting. And I wanted to go for a very, Disney sort of esque animation type thing. Mm-hmm. Very cinematic, right? And, this is the first time I've done a comic book. And I'm really proud of it, really excited. And, it's only going to go up from here. So issue 2 is right around the corner.
So tell me, what's the inspiration for the story?
It's a story that I've wanted to see. You know, there's a lot of things out there in the world that, kind of keep repeating itself. And it's, it's a big comic book movies, superhero movies. And television shows, I think TV has just been an awesome thing. But I wanted to see something that really pulls my heartstrings, but gives me all the action, the drama, and heart at the same time, So this is, and it's based kind of on my life, just multiplied 50,000 times and thrown into a fantastical setting.
That's awesome. That's
awesome. So just, it's really like my growth as a human being.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
And who I thought I was as a teenager and who I wanted to become. Its purpose, though, I think, is to help young folks ask the questions. Who do I want to become? How do I get there? And when I'm not confident in myself, how do I become confident in myself? And the people along the way that influence you to make the choices that we do. So it's just, it's in this fantasy setting with pirates and, creatures, beasts of burden.
Right.
Awesome stuff. So, yeah, man, this is, it's awesome to, be back in the world and doing this.
Right.
This is my passion, my baby.
Yeah.
I've been working on this story since 2005. And finally, my artistic ability, I think, hit a level of professional, where I was like, I think this is good. This is good to put out into the world.
Nice.
So, yeah, man. And I feature some of the characters. So right there, I'm not sure if you can see that.
Oh, yeah, we got it.
But that's the entire cast of characters.
Okay.
So I have this story pretty well thought out. It's just, you got to start somewhere.
Right.
Issue 1 is the pilot. The goal is to eventually get this to be an animated series. There was a couple conversations that I've had already with some studios and a toy company. That's what this guy is right here. He's basically kind of the prototype.
Nice. Oh, you got a prototype.
Yeah.
If I can pivot there. Oh, yeah, there we go.
So getting this 1/4 scale and hand painting it myself, it's been really cool to see this character come to life and be, tangible, because he's just art. He's been art until this point.
That's awesome.
So it's really cool. The next is he's got to be life size.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, man.
So if they can't see you at the con today and they're interested in getting into Treasures of the Deep Slumber, how can they do that?
Yeah, they just got to go to treasuresoftheDeepSlumber.com, and you can buy the comic there, hard copies, and there's links on to Comixology and Kindle as well. You just got to Google search Treasures of the Deep Slumber, and we're right up there at the top.
Excellent, man.
Yeah, man.
Excellent.
Thank you so much.
So much luck, and
absolutely.
I hope it takes off. Sam Rivera of Treasures of the Deep Slumber, ladies and gentlemen. Go treasuresoftheDeepSlumber.com and go cop the copy of issue 1 because I think it's going to be big, man. I think it's going to be good, man.
Thanks,
for you.
Bro.
Yeah. Thank you so much for hanging out with us here at Geek with the Congress. We'll be back for more from AmeriCon Orlando.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' on You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.